Okay, Rabbi Yosai, this Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we are already in the midst of preparing for Pesach, cleaning, and such. And therefore, I wanted to discuss the mitzvah, or the concept of Bedikas Chametz, and particularly Bedikas Chametz in our settings, where people are going to sell their Chametz, and they're going to clean thoroughly for Chametz. So what exactly is the role of Bedikas Chametz? So the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Or La Arba, Osar Boikin Esar Chametz Lor Haner. The night of the 14th, we check for the Chametz with a candle. So Rashi writes, why do we do Bedikas Chametz? Lo Yavar Olav Bebal Yeroh Bal Yen Motzei. So he should not violate the Isar Bal Yeroh Bal Yen Motzei. Aside from the Isar Kores that accompanies the eating of Chametz on Pesach, there's also a Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu to destroy the Chametz. Obliterated. Ach biyom harisha and tashbisu saarmi batechem. And then aside from the Isur Kares that comes with eating chametz and the mitzvah of tashbisu, of biur chametz, there's another pasuk in the Torah, two psukim, in Parashas Bo. One pasuk says, lo yeiro elecha chametz, chametz should not be seen to you, and saar lo yimotse bevasechem, chametz should not be found in your home. So these are two separate Isurim. You shouldn't see it and it should not be found in your home. So Rashi writes that in order that you should not violate those two Isurim, you have to do Bedikas Chametz. The Meshech Chachma, in fact, claims that Bedikas Chametz, according to Rashi, is alluded to in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Lo yimotzei bevaseichem, it should not be found. Which implies someone's looking for something. If it's going to be found, you have to do a Bedika. You don't find things unless you look for it. So therefore, Rashi understood there's a mitzvah bedikas chametz midai raisa. From where? Implied by this pasuk, says the Meshech Chachma, lo yimotzei bevaseichem, it should not be found in your home, which implies that someone actually has to look for it. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi that bedikas chametz is midai raisa, implied by the pasuk of bal yimotzei. Says Tosfos, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim and Avdal Mebeis, the bedikas chametz is only midai rabbanon. How do we avoid Ba'yiro? Ba'yimotze, we're mevatel the chametz. Boydek for the chametz. Bedikas chametz is in fact only midrabanan. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So the Ran answers for Rashi, and he says, really you have one of two options. You can either be mevatel the chametz or boydek the chametz, both midrabanan. What's a mevatel the chametz? What's the purpose of being boydek the chametz? Also not to violate bal yiroh bal yimotze. How so? Because even though you're mevatel the chametz, we're afraid that you won't have in mind completely to mentally destroy it. Bitul chametz, according to Rashi, means that you have in mind to destroy it mentally. Mentally, it's as if it's destroyed. That's a fulfillment of biur chametz. So writes the Ran, even though midoraisa, that is sufficient to be mevatel it, believe, to mentally eradicate it, but you might regret it later, or maybe you don't mean it entirely. Writes the Ran, depends on what you have in mind. I won't put it out of my consciousness entirely. Or I might come across a piece of chametz that's enticing and alluring, and I might regret that which I had in mind. So therefore, says the Ran, you have the option of one or the other. Chazal said, do bito. But then what role does bedika play? The same role that it did midoraisa. Bedika is to avoid ba'iro ba'yamotze. And even though you're mavanta the chametz, bedika still plays that role, because bedika is to make sure that to make sure that your bito was done b'leiv shalem. So therefore you get rid of it so that you don't come across it and perhaps regret that which you had in mind to mentally eradicate it. So according to Rashi, the mitzvah bedikas chametz has its roots midoy raisa, not to violate ba'iro ba'imotze. It's already implied by the pasuk that if you shouldn't be found in your home, which implies someone's looking for it, and even midrabanan, after we do bito chametz, the bedika still plays a similar role midrabanan. Lest you come across a piece of chametz and regret that which you mentally nullified it. So we do bedika in order to make sure that there's nothing found in the home, and to enforce that which you had in mind when you were mevatel the chametz. Tosfos can't hold like Rashi, can't understand Rashi, because Tosfos has an entirely different perspective on that pasuk of lo yimotzei, should not be found. Right? Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim Chafal Ben Aleph, the lo yimotzei doesn't mean someone's looking for it and then it became found. No. Writes Tosis, let's say I have chametz in my home that I'm not aware of on Pesach. Tosis says, you are not in violation of Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze. If you don't know about it, you're not in violation. Milo Yimotze ve'ein ze'motzui. What Lo Yimotze means is, it's already been found. Not someone was looking for it and they found it. It's already been found, as opposed to something that's lost. There's no Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze in such an item. Tosis says, Mash with the Kokamadu or Mishkachas, if you don't know about it, there's no Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze. So says Tosis, how then could I be chayvin bedikas chametz midoraisa to avoid Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze? I shouldn't see chametz on Pesach, shouldn't be found in my home. It's only if you know about it. You don't know about it, it's not found. There's no Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze. So Tosis can't sustain Shitas Rashi. There's no Bal Yiro or bedikas chametz midoraisa. And in fact, Rabbi Chanan has a sefer on Masechtas Pesachim called Kovitz in Yonin, where he makes this observation on Tosis, Mevur mi devrayim, the chametz she'ena yadua, alav ein oiver alav bebal yira, you're not in violation of bal yira. V'kasha my chayv min ator b'dikas chametz, so then why you chayv min dayrais b'dikas chametz? The answer is you're not. There is no b'dikas chametz midayraisa for Tosis. The pasuk lo yimotze means you know about it. If you don't know about it, you don't have to look for it. So therefore, Tosis can't subscribe to Rashi's opinion that b'dikas chametz is midayraisa to avoid, or midarabanan to avoid bal yiro, bal yimotze. Tosis has to find a different approach. So Tosis writes, if you look back at Ois Aleph, that the whole purpose of b'dikas chametz is because maybe I will come across a piece of chametz and eat it. Midoraisa bebidu ba'amasagi, you avoid bal yiro, bal yimotze, by being mevatel the chametz. Why then do you have to be boiling for it? Because maybe I'll come across a piece of chametz on Pesach and I will come to eat it. So to avoid that fear, Chazal Institute, you have to be boiling for the chametz and get it out of your home. You could have just been mevatel it, but they're afraid you're going to come to eat it, so they establish midrabanan. There's no source for this midoraisa, midrabanan. Exera, maybe you'll come to avoid a situation where you might come to eat it. If that's the case, so we should have a bedika in our home for all macholos asuris. Why don't we have to search our home for a tray for food every day? Maybe there's tray for food in my house, and I'll come to eat it. Or maybe I have yain nesach in my house, and I'll come to eat it. Midoraisa, you're allowed to own these items. Why don't I have to be bedik my home for Yai Nesech, for Macholos Asuros, if the whole fear is because there may be something there and I might come to eat it, so why don't we find the concept of Bedika by other Macholos Asuros? We only find it by Chametz. So Tosis addresses this issue. It's quoted by the Ran as well. It says over here, back at Ois Gimel, in the third line, Imata Omer, if you're going to say like Tosis, Shechashu Shelo Yavo Lo Ochlo, we're afraid you're going to come to eat it, how come we don't find the concept of bedika by other isurim? I don't have macholos asuris in my house all the time, hopefully, or yai nesech, but I do have chametz, and my house is infested with chametz all year long. So Chazal instituted a concept of bedika vis-a-vis chametz. Or says the Ran, because chomer isurei tfei, chametz carries with it the punishment of kares, which is not found by other Machalas Asuras. It's only by Chametz. So since the punishment is more severe, Chazal instituted Bedika. Or says the Ran, and this is where he gets into controversial territory, the only reason the Torah says you're not allowed to see Chametz on Pesach, have Chametz found in your house on Pesach, is you might come to eat it because of the Issa Karis. The Torah itself then is making a precaution. We discussed this earlier in the year, that perhaps we usually find the concept of preventative precautions, siyogim midrabanon. Chazal say, don't do this, it might lead you to do this. However, midrayrais, so we're not used to that kind of concept. But the Ran here is telling us that Bayiro, Bayimotze, is a siyog midrayraisa. Well, maybe you'll come to eat chametz, which carries with it the punishment of kares. So since chametz is so severe, says the Ran, the Torah was already introduced extra stringencies. You can't have it in your home. You can't see it on Pesach. So we can follow in that footsteps and as well introduce a concept of bedika midrabanon. You have to check your home for it, lest you come to eat it, even though we don't find it by Shari Surah. Okay, so we have here is a basic machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos as to what is the reason that we have bedikas chametz. Rashi says we have bedikas chametz. Perhaps it's basic, it's fundamentally a concept midoraisa implied by the pasuk lo yimotzei bevaseichem. It should not be found in your home, which implies someone's looking for it. And even though now we're mevatel chametz, but still, in order to enforce the bittul, you know, I might regret it later on, or I might not have meant to believe shalom, so to enforce the bittul and to avoid bayimotzei, Chazal instituted a concept of bedika to get it out of the house. That's how Rashi understood. However, Tosfos says, no, lo yimotzei means it's already been found. There's no concept of bedikas chametz midoraisa. The whole concept of bedikas chametz was introduced midorabanan. Even though bittul was enough to avoid bayimotzei, they introduced bedika so that lest I come across a piece of chametz in the middle of Pesach, I should be tempted to eat it. So therefore they said you should be bedik for the chametz and eradicate it, and it's more chametz than shari sum, and we don't find the concept of bedika at all, because here there's an isa kares, or perhaps our homes are infested with it throughout the year, so they introduced the concept of bedika. Those are the two perspectives we have on the reason for the nature of bedika's chametz. And we find already in the Rishonim that the differences between Rashi and Tosfos' perspectives and approaches. Look at the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us that, of course, you're supposed to do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th. What if you didn't do it on the night of the 14th? So it says the Gemara, Lo bodak ar arba asar, yivdok ba arba asar. You didn't check the night of the 14th, do it on the 14th. Lo bodak ba arba asar, yivdok b'sei chamayet. If you didn't do it on the 14th, you do it b'sei chamayet, lo bodak b'sei chamayet, yivdok la'achar amayet. You didn't do it on Yom Tov, do it after Yom Tov. What do you mean after Yom Tov? What does that mean? You didn't do bedikas chametz the night of the 14th, do it after Yom Tov. What after Yom Tov? So writes Rashi, b'sei chamayet on Yom Tov means in the hour of the sixth hour. That's the Easter of the Easter chametz. So if you're supposed to do it the night of the 14th, you didn't do it the night of the 14th, do it the morning of the 14th. You didn't do it the morning of the 14th, do it in the sixth hour. You didn't do it in the sixth hour. Do it on the sixth hour Erev Pesach until Pesach itself. Once Pesach comes, after Pesach, there's no concept of Bedikas Chametz. What Bedikas Chametz after Pesach? What are you checking for? Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says no. B'sei chamayet means in the middle of the 7 days of Pesach. Do it the night of the 14th. You didn't do it the night of the 14th. Do it the morning of the 14th. You didn't do the morning of the 14th on Pesach. You didn't do it on Pesach. La'achar amayin, after Yom Tov, Yivdoik, Chaf Hei Nisan, doing Bedikas Chametz. Kedei, why? Because the Chametz that you retained in your possession on Pesach becomes Chametz She'ovah Alav HaPesach, which is prohibited by a penalty midrabanan. Chazal penalized the person who keeps in his possession Chametz on Pesach. So now I have Chametz She'ovah Alav HaPesach, a bottle of scotch that I forgot about. That's aser. I have to do Bedikas Chametz for that chametz, she'ovah alav HaPesach, so that I don't come to eat it together with the other chametz which is permitted. So it says Tosfos, yivdoik kedei shelo yes'arev lo chametz shel iser b'shoheter b'yachlenu. So bedikas chametz makes sense after Pesach, so that it shouldn't come to eat the chametz she'ovah alav HaPesach. But Rashi rolosh lefarish kein, says Tosfos. Rashi didn't want to say like this. Why? Because Rashi, Lishitasim, they appears be Mishnah, the Baitkin Shlo Yavar, but Bal Yeirah, there's no Bal Yeirah, Bal Yeimotzeh after Pesach. And that's where the whole concept of Bedikas Chametz was introduced, according to Rashi, to avoid Bal Yeirah, either Midoraisa or Midorabanan. So it makes no sense after Pesach. But according to Tosfos, that all Bedikas Chametz is so that you shouldn't come to eat it, well then I can understand the concept of Bedikas Chametz even for after Yom Tov, to avoid eating Chametz She'ovah alav HaPesach. Yeah. You can't avoid it at that point. You either are or you aren't. If you have it, you are. Bedika is to avoid Bal Yeirah. But once it's Pesach, what are you avoiding? You're stuck. We caught you. You have to get rid of it. It's a separate mitzvah. Tashbisu Sa'armi Batechem. That's the separate concept. Remember, is it Isa Kares that comes with eating matzah? Destroying Chametz? Isa Kares comes together with eating Chametz? A mitzvah to destroy Chametz? Bal Yeirah, Bal Yeimotzeh. Four concepts. So bedika is by Bal Yeirah, Bal Yeimotzeh. If you find Chametz on Pesach, the mitzvah of Tashbisu to destroy. Yes! Correct. Another difference between Rashi and Tosfos is already mentioned by the classical commentaries. is with regards to crumbs. The Gemara tells us in Sachem the Avavim Abayz, Habayday Tzarech Sheyavatel. Person checks for the chametz, still has to be mavatel the chametz. As we said, you need both, midrabbanan. My taima, once you mavatel the chametz, why do I have to do bedika? What are you afraid of? In daima mishum peruin, crumbs. Crumbs loy chashivi. Batel. Last the pachos mikazayis. There's no bal yeroa, bal yemotze. Who cares about crumbs? Even though we generally have a concept called chatzi shir asim in Torah, I can't eat less than a kezayis on Yom Kippur. And the Chacham Tzvi writes in the Tshuva that's by isurei achila. He says over here by bal yiroa, bal yimotzei, there's no concept of chatzi shir. If it's less than a kezayis, it's garnished, it's batel. No bal yiroa, bal yimotzei. So what are you worried about? Why do you have to do bedika? You're mavato everything. Okay, you're done. What are you worried about? Crumbs? Crumbs are loy chashivi. So Amar Rav no gzeir Hashem a yimse gluski yofa v'dayte luye. Maybe I will find a nice chticha royalist kabed, a cupcake, a cookie. It might come either according to Rashi to regret my beetle and will undo the beetle, the mental nullification of the item, or according to Tarsus because I might come to eat it. However, you want to understand what the purpose of bedika is for Rashi for Tarsus. Fine. So I might come a gluske yofe, a nice gezunta piece of chametz. According to Rashi, I'll regret my beetle, will undo it l'mafreya, retroactively, or according to Tosfos, because I might be tempted to eat it. Okay, two ways of understanding that Gemara. However, but what about crumbs? Crumbs, loy chashivi. So frek de taz, simetof man base of kohen hay, I understand there's no bali ro bali emotze. So for Rashi, you don't have to do bedikas chametz just for crumbs. The reason we do bedikas chametz, I might come across a gluske yofe, nice piece of chametz. Crumbs? No bali yiroa, bali yimotze. No one's going to regret their beetle because of crumbs. So I understand for Rashi that we're not concerned with the crumbs. There's no bedika for the crumbs. What about for Tosfos? People don't eat crumbs; they do all the time. So, tape klei medina the chayv levar mishum dilma osi lemichlei. True, there's no bayi ro bayi matze. So, in Rashi, the whole purpose of bedika is to avoid bayi ro bayi matze that has no application to crumbs. But what about for taisis? The reason we do bedika is so you shouldn't come to eat it. People eat crumbs all the time. Is that osim and atar afil bechatzi shir? There's no bayi ro bayi matze bechatzi shir, but a person might come to eat the crumbs. So, answers the Taz, v'yeshloimah demayri me'inyin shemunuch b'mokom she'anidrus b'lagay odom. Crumbs on the floor. Who's going to pick up crumbs off the floor and eat them? Ugh. The same person. A child might do that. But most people wouldn't do that. So, therefore, we don't have to be concerned that someone's going to come and eat it. What about, though, crumbs that are not on the floor? Says the Taz, we have to be concerned with that. That's not Nidros Biragle Adam. And right, the Rabbeinu David, this exact conclusion, according to Taisus, Rabbeinu David, in his comments, one of the Rishonim, in his comments on Masechtas Pesachim, writes that according to Shitas HaTaisvis, even though there's no Bayiro, Bayimotze, Baglasin of Kezias, Hitzrichu Biur, but Pachos Mikazias, you have to destroy Pachos Mikazias, Afal Pishain Oivim Bayiro, Bayimotze, El Bekazias, even though there's no Bayiro, Bayimotze, unless you have a Kezias, so you shouldn't come to eat it. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbeinu David, the opinion of the Taz, is that you have to do bedikas chametz for less than a kezayis, even for crumbs, not for Rashi. There's no bali ro, bali matzah, but according to Shitas HaTosfos, we'd have to do bedikas chametz even for crumbs. That is the well-known position of the Chazon Ish, that he used to check his sfarim. He writes like this in the Sefer, they used to check his sfarim before Pesach, because maybe once he was eating over his Sfarim while he was learning, and Pesach would be learning again, find that same crumb and eat the crumb. Even though there's no Bayi Ro, Bayi Matzei, so for Rashi there would be no reason for Bedikas Chametz, but according to Tosfos there is a reason for Bedikas Chametz. And the Chai Adam brings a riot to this pshat. He says, why do we use a candle, Rabbi Isai? Why do you use a candle for Bedikas Chametz? Why can we use the ambient light that's around? Why do you have to use a candle? So the Gemara says, in order to be able to check, b'chayrin u'v'stuck, in the nooks and crannies of the house. So you need a candle, flashlight, to get into the nooks and crannies. the chayrin or the stuckin. So says the chayyadav, what do you plan to find over here in these nooks and crannies? What do you think you're going to find? The cupcake? In a nook and cranny? What are you finding over there? A box of Cheerios? Entenmann's? What's in the nooks and crannies? Crumbs! So he says, oh, so obviously you see from the factory, the whole reason we use the candles to get into the cracks and the crevices of the house, what do you plan on finding there? Not crumbs. So you see, you have to do bedikas chametz for crumbs. No, that's not on the floor. The floor, we said, crumbs, chashiva, lechashivi. That no one would care about. So Mikra Adin, according to the Chazon Ish, even, you don't have to do bedikas chametz for the crumbs that are on the floor. Those are lechashivi. I think the floor of the car is the same thing. It's disgusting. People step on it. Gross. Batel. However, the crumbs that are not on the floor, the crumbs that are in the Sfarim or elsewhere, according to the Chazon Ish, the Chayyadim, you have to do Bedikas Chametz and Biur Chametz on the crumbs. According to Rashi, though, and it's all in order to avoid Bayirah Bayamatzeh, it's less than a Pachas Mikazais, then there is no Bayirah Bayamatzeh, and the crumbs, there'd be no reason to do Bedikas Chametz for the crumbs. And that is the opinion of the Gra, the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, Ramayish and the Igris Mayish, the Mikra Adin, you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz for the crumbs.
So what do they need in there for in the nooks and crannies?
You might find it. We're talking about big nooks and crannies. You might find a whole donut over there or something. Even though the Gra writes like that in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to do bedikas chametz for the crumbs, we paskin like Rashi that bedikas chametz is in order to avoid ba'yiroh, ba'yimatzeh. There's no ba'yiroh, ba'yimatzeh by crumbs. At the same time, it says in the Maaser Rav, which is more the hanhogos of the Gra, that he used to check his farm. Before Pesach. So then because the Rosh writes, Yisrael Kedosh of Noig Lahachmer, even though Meikar Adin, you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz for the crumbs, that has always been the minig, is to get rid of the crumbs. The crumbs on the floor, the crumbs in the car. We try and get it like all the children are taught. You know, that the real Bedikas Chametz is on the crumbs. Probably there's no Bedikas Chametz, Meikar Adin on the crumbs, but Yisrael Kedosh of Noig Lahachmer, we have the minig to get rid of the crumbs. Even though we have the minig of getting rid of the crumbs and vacuuming the car and all the couches, even though Meikra Adin, really not, but Yisrael Kadosh and Noigin Lahachmer, even so, we don't have the minig. I don't think most people have the minig of cleaning out their Sfarim. Even though we do B'dikas Chametz for the crumbs, Machmer, not Meikra Adin, but we're Machmer, we don't have the minig like the Chazon Ish of doing B'dikas Chametz on the Sfarim or covering the Sfarim with a tablecloth, you know, and we don't do this. Maybe we don't learn as much as the Chazon Ish or the Gra, you know, they lived in their Sfarim. Or maybe we have too many Sfarim. It would just be prohibitive to do Bedikas Chametz on the Sfarim. Or maybe no one learns on Pesach at all, so I have to open the Sfarim. Either way, the minhag is developed not to do Bedikas Chametz on the Sfarim, but we have Meikar Adin. You don't have to do Bedikas Chametz for the crumbs, but that is the minhag, is to do Bedikas Chametz for the crumbs. So, okay, that is one difference between Rashi and second difference between Rashi and Tosfos. But a third difference between Rashi and Tosfos might be that according to Rashi, we understand. We began this Bedikas Chametz Midoraisa as implied by the Pasuk Lo Yimotzei Bevaseichem. It shouldn't be found in your home. It shouldn't be found. It implies someone's looking for it. That was a Bedikas Chametz Midoraisa. And even though now we do Bito, but to reinforce the Bito, we have Bedika. In order to avoid Ba'yiroh, Ba'yimotzeh, which is patterned after the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz Midoraisa, which is found in the Pasuk of Lo Yimotzeh B'Vaseichem. So we understand there's a mitzvah B'dikas Chametz according to Rashi. But according to Tosfos, the whole concept of B'dikas Chametz is introduced Midrabanan to avoid Ba'yiroh, Ba'yimotzeh. So therefore, according to Tosfos, the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim becomes difficult. And of Zion, the Gemara tells us Masechtas Pesachim and of Zion, Haboidei Tzorech Sheyivorech. When you do Bedikas Chametz, you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? Al Biur Chametz. Destruction of the Chametz. So ask the Pnei Yehoshua in that Gemara. Says, I understand for Rashi, there's a mitzvah Bedikas Chametz Midoraisa. Midorabanan, they patterned it after the mitzvah Midoraisa Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz only Midorabanan, we do Bitul Chametz. Still, there's a Bedikas Chametz Midorabanan patterned after the mitzvah Midoraisa. I understand why you make a bracha. This is a mitzvah, the Rabbanan patterned after a mitzvah midoraisa. But according to Tosfos, that the whole concept of the Bedikas Chametz is to avoid coming to eat chametz that I find on Pesach, how can you have a concept of a bracha? Yeshu ledatik, the fishitas ha-Tosfos, the le'el b'resh mechilten, the ikar bedika, v'abira, fil mid Rabbanan, eino el mishum chumar ba'alma shigava la'achloi, well, the purpose is so you shouldn't come to eat it, im keng lefizet, my birkos v'tzivanu, shayach ha'cha. How could I make a bracha on a siyog? He says, I understand, the Pnei Yeshua continues, by Chanukah, Megillah, we have mitzvahs, midrabbanan, where we have a bracha. But how could you have a bracha on a... So you should have come to eat it. No concept of bracha there. So in fact, we find in the Rishonim two ways of understanding this bracha on Bedikas Chametz. How do we understand this Gemara and Daf Zayin? I believe that these two perspectives reflect the two approaches of Rashi and Tosfos. Look at the Rabbeinu David on that Gemara and Daf Zayin. Rabbeinu David writes, now look at the Nusach of the bracha. What's the Nusach of the bracha? Is it on Bedikas Chametz? No, it's Al Biur Chametz. Al Biur Chametz, on the destruction of the Chametz. Right, so Rabbeinu David, what's the real mitzvah here? Destroying Chametz. That's Ach B'Yom HaRishon, Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibatechem, burning the Chametz, our Pesach, according to everyone a mitzvah. Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibatechem, to destroy the Chametz. That, perhaps, is the real mitzvah. That's reflected in the Nusach HaBracha. Why do we make a bracha on Bedika? Says Rabbeinu David, the Chiddush of the Gemara of Zayin is Shaloi Taima HaMitzvah Eina Ela B'Shas Bir. Don't tell me the mitzvah is only Erev Pesach when I go to burn it in the garbage can. That's not the only time the mitzvah applies. Biur Chametz begins when? When I begin checking for the Chametz, collect the Chametz that I will later burn on the 14th. Shaloi Taima HaMitzvah Eina Ela B'Shas Bir. If I only did Bedika, I didn't do Biur, I didn't do anything. The Bedika is the beginning of the Biur. Bedika is the beginning of the Biur. So you make a bracha on the Bedika, not because Bedika is an independent mitzvah. Why do I make a bracha on Bedika? Because it's going to lead to Biur. Bedika is the beginning of the Biur. Like a preparatory stage, the Maisa Mitzvah, if you will, of the Biur. I collect the Chametz to eradicate it. So that's why the Nusach HaBracha is what? Al Biur Chametz. But the Mitzvah is not the Bedika. This works well for Tosfos. Because there is no Mitzvah of Bedika. It's just I shouldn't come to eat it. Why then do I make a Bracha on Bedika's Chametz? Because that is the beginning of the Mitzvah of Biur, which is clearly a Mitzvah. Ach Tashbisu. Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Sormi Batech. Then Rabbeinu Davido brings another approach. Oy Noimar, in the third line, Shetzarach Levarach Mnei HaBedika Shehimid Rabbanon Kamoi HaMadlik Ner Chanukah Tzarach Levarach. Bedika itself is a mitzvah, implied, like Rashi said, from Lo Yimotzei. Should it be found, which implies someone's looking for it. There's a concept of Bedika's Chametz Midoraisa, Midorabanan, patterned after that mitzvah Midoraisa. But in fact, it is a bona fide, independent mitzvah to check for the Chametz. Lo So'or, Lo Yimotzei, B'Vaseichem. So you shouldn't buy right, buy yiro, buy yimotze. So this is a separate mitzvah, and therefore I can make a bracha on it. Two ways of understanding why we make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz is because Bedikas Chametz is an independent mitzvah, like Rashi told us. In order to avoid buy yiro, buy yimotze, or perhaps no, perhaps the bracha on Bedikas Chametz is because that leads into Biur Chametz. This is the conversation that's taking place within the Ramah. And Simitov Lama Bey Sif Bey is about putting out Chametz before Bedikas Chametz. The Ramah says we have the Minig, Lahaniach Besisei Chametz B'Makom Shimotzem HaBoydek, to put out pieces of bread before Bedikas Chametz. The Ramah doesn't say 10. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Ari HaKadosh Al Pisoid to put out 10 pieces. The Ramah says we have the Minig to put out pieces. Why do we do that? Kidei Shelo Yehei Birchasa Levatara. It shouldn't be a bracha levatara. Why? Because, what do you mean bracha levatara? The Ramah here is understanding, what is the bracha of Bedikas Chametz on? On what? On the Bedika itself? No. What is it about? It's really the preparatory stage, the beginning of the what? Of the Biur. Therefore, if I find nothing, I come up empty-handed, disappointed, or excited. There's no chametz in my bedika. Guess what? You have nothing to burn. Then how did you make a bracha in the first place? Or it begins to sound like a bracha of atalos. So says the Ramah, you got to put out some chametz to find. You have to find something. Otherwise, there's no bracha. Bedika's chametz. Whole bracha bedika's chametz is for the biur. This is like Tosfos. Then the Ramah says, yay, backtracks. Yirmiyu imloinasa lo yikev. If you didn't put the pieces of bread, no problem. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkan Yud Gimel explains, because this opinion disagrees. Chayle kalze, the ein kan chashash bracha levatala. There's no bracha levatala here, even if you find nothing. The kain hu hamitzvah. Liv derek hachomet zu lechapeh sacharov. The mitzvah is the bedika. This is like Rashi. That there's a mitzvah, bedikas chametz, independently applied by the pasuk. Lo yimatzei bevaseichem, in order not to violate, by yiroah, by yimatzei. Not because I might find something and come to eat it. That wouldn't warrant the bracha. The bracha is, according to Tosfos, for the biur. Ooh, so you have to put out some chametz to find. But according to Rashi, no, bedikas chametz is an independent mitzvah. So even if you find nothing, you checked. That itself is the mitzvah. So says Ramon, lo nosan lo ikev. And that's how the Gro Paskin Meikar Adin, you don't have to put out chametz, and he held it, shouldn't do it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Sefer Mor Ktsiyah on Shulchan Aruch that he said he heard from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, who said it was a baki b'kol kisvei ha'ari. He never heard of this concept of putting out 10 pieces of bread. He said it's not found anywhere in the kisvei ha'ari. There's no concept of al-pisoid either, and he didn't do it. But those comments notwithstanding, the minhag of Yisrael is almost universally to put out the 10 pieces of bread. That's the minhag. But perhaps not, at least me'ikar adin, not necessary, because the gra, paskin, just like he said, by the crumbs, that you don't me'ikar adin, there's no bedikas chametz for the crumbs, because we paskin like Rashi, that it's a mitzvah of bedikas chametz to avoid by rabbi. Let's say so too, an independent mitzvah, I don't have to put out bread, even if I come up empty-handed, no bracha levatala. Everyone holds bedikas derabanan because you're mavata lechametz. The question though is the bedika midrabanan patterned after like a kind of bedika deraisa, which is an independent mitzvah to avoid by the rabbi, you must say implied by the pasuk lo yimatzei b'maseichem, which means you have to search for it. Mm-hmm. Or no, this is the whole thing is it a creation midrabanan or is it a derabanan patterned after deraisa?
Even if it's derabanan, it sounds strong, more of a derabanan, closer to deraisa than there's.
Okay, maybe. So, no, you could avoid Bayi Rav by being Mavato your Chametz. This is to reinforce the Bitol, but in the same time, it's we don't want to make it more than it is. It still is a Derabbanan. Yeah?
If the mitzvah is inherently the Bedika, then why does the Bracha Al Biyor?
Good question. The Nisachah Bracha is curious. I'll do you one better. You're also being mafsik between the Bracha and the Biyor. Yeah, it's a problem. The Nusach HaBracha would indicate like Tosfos. The Noida Behuda says, look at the Bracha, it sounds like Tosfos. Yeah, and most Paschal like Rashi, that's an independent mitzvah. Even if you come up empty-handed, you have there's no problem. You make it, then you don't have to put out the pieces of chametz. However, many suggest that nowadays you do have to put out the 10 pieces, at least the way most people go about cleaning for Pesach. Me'ikar adin now. Perhaps there's a room to argue you have to put out the 10 pieces of bread. Al pisoy, there's in yonim too, but me'ikar adin perhaps is necessary. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simitof Lam Gimel Sif Yod Aleph that you should not be a last-minute person when it comes to cleaning for Pesach. You should not wait for everything to leil b'dikas chametz to realize that Pesach is coming. Quote in the name of the Mordechai, Kol Adam Tzarech L'Chabit Chadarav Kaidim HaBedika. You should clean your house before Leil Bedika. Well, then what do I need to do Bedika for? So Mishnah Brura says, well, Bedika Chametz is B'chayim of a stuckim with your candle. You didn't do that. Sweep, mop, vacuum. And then he says, okay, well, let's say I did B'chayim of a stuckim before. What now? Can I avoid Bedikas Chametz? The Mishnah Brura says no. Afilu and Badak Lor Haneir B'Chayin V'Stuckin Gam Ken Tarch Lach Tzorv Aliv Doik B'Layla. You have to check at night, Leil 14th. Gechol Yisrael Shlom Lachai B'Bedika B'Bedika. We can't make these case by case distinctions. Everyone has to check the night of the 14th. Okay, but it sounds like this is not to make distinctions. But really, may Ikur Adin, were you Yotze Bedika before? Let's say B'Diyevit, you didn't go back and check. Did you fulfill Bedika before? Yes. You did. Sounds like Kadesh Lo'achag B'Bedika L'Bedika. That's what the Paiskim say. Really, you Yotze Bedika before. You don't have to go back and check the car on the night of the 14th. You check the car, you the Makam, you bring Chametz there. But you don't have to check the car. Shlo'achag B'Bedika L'Bedika means the house. You don't have to check the coats of your pockets, which Rama says you should check. before Pesach, people leave sometimes chametz in their pockets, you know, like granola bar here, there. You know, people leave stuff in their pockets. So you have to check it. You don't have to go back and check it the night of the 14th. You checked it before, you checked it before. Shalom chag b'medika l'medika means the house. I don't think you could get away, the Mishnah Berurah brings up, with one token room. Or, I mean, just do one room. The rest of the house, I checked, but then I have to check the whole house. Shalom lechag b'medika l'medika b'mikra din, really, you answered before. That's why the Shari Tshuva says, people do it as a formality. They go through B'dikas Chametz kind of like a formality. And many decry that practice. Really, you're supposed to do a thorough checking, Leil B'dika. And the Shari Tshuva says that that's not the Minig. Minig Hamoinei Am lived on Derech Havara B'li Chippus. They don't really check. They find their 10 pieces and then Kol Chamirim says it's over. Why? She says, because really, we had it before. Really, we had it when we cleaning for Pesach for a month already. We were yaitzim already. We checked Mecharin of Mestakin. Really, you had it with that. Kadesh Chagim, B'dika L'B'dika. We do a formality. Okay. But Rav Shlomo Kluger says the following. Look over here in his comments on Shulchan Aruch, Chochma Shlomo, he writes 1 minute. Let's say you checked, your house is clean, spotless. There's an embargo against chametz in this house 3 days before Pesach. Now we have a problem. Now he says, Avalim Kibdu, Gimel Yamim Kaidem, as Begimel Yamim Havi Chazaka, 3 days you've established a Chazaka, Venasa Kemokum Sheimachnisim Boy Chametz. This is like a place where you don't bring chametz into it. Look back at that first Mishnah in Pesachim. Ois Aleph, Kol Mokum Sheimachnisim Boy Chametz Ain Tzarech Bedika. Let's say in my house, in reality, there is no food that goes into any bedroom the entire year. Nothing to do with Pesach, nothing to do with anything. My wife, it does not happen. There is no circumstance under which there is reason to bring food into a bedroom. It does never happen. Not done. So I always tell my kids, so the mile of this is, we never have to check for chametz. We have to do b'dikas chametz in the bedrooms. No one brings chametz. There's no food that comes. So no need for b'dikas chametz. You don't bring chametz there. No need for b'dikas chametz. So says Shlomo Kluger, 1 minute. Now, if you clean your house, Chayin is stuck in, malish from top to bottom. There's no chametz coming into this house from before, 3 days before Pesach, or into any of these rooms. So, 1 minute. What are you checking for now? It's a mokum she'im achnisim bo chametz. How can you make a bracha on the bedika? There's no need for bedika's chametz here. So that's why some suggest, now you have to put out the pieces, me'ikir adin. Otherwise you can't make a bracha. What are you making a bracha on? No, there's no chametz in this house already for 3 days. Mother's been cooking already 3 days. Pesach, there's no chametz coming in here anymore. You eat it on the porch. So what are you doing b'dikas chametz for? So that's, I think, Me'ikar Adin now, perhaps, it's a good idea to have the 10 pieces there. But now, because of that, we need a chumrah. Why? Because rights of Sternbach in the Mo'ed Muzmanim, 1 minute, then you need a kezias. What's chayv and be a bal yiroh, bal yimotzei? What you're doing, making a bedika according to Rashi, to avoid by Yerah, by Yematzah. You can't have 10 little crumbs. They all have to add up to be a kezias that's worthy of by Yerah, by Yematzah, if you're going to make a bruch over here. And you really shouldn't put them directly on the floor. Now they come with pre-packaged bedikas chametz sets where everything is a vacuum-packed, sealed bag, so no crumbs, shakats v'shom, seep out. But I think you shouldn't have it, put it directly on the floor for a different reason. Not because I'm afraid of scattering crumbs, because if you put it on the floor, no one would ever eat this thing. It's the chashivi, upeteli. There's no bali raw on it anymore. Who's going to eat it? It's batel. So then it has to be that it's on, you shouldn't put it on the floor. It should either be on a countertop or something, or if you can put it on the floor, it should be on top of a tissue or something, or in a plastic bag to make sure that it's still worthy of bali raw, bali matzeh, and it should all be added up to a kezias. If your house is so clean, spick and span before Pesach, yeah.
Shouldn't each one need to be a kezias?
I don't think so. I think if they all add up to be a kezias.
Each one individually.
Yeah, and not, but as long as there's a kezias of chametz here, I have what to check for. That's a good point. Yeah. We could have a whole shiur just on that one topic. Does each piece have to be a kezias or not? Suffice to say that. What?
I heard Dafka that it shouldn't be.
Shari Tshuva writes it should dafka not be a chazayis because you might forget about it to run into problems. But Sternbach writes maybe they should dafka be a chazayis. If there's no chazayis, what are you searching for? Something that's not chayv and bal yiroh, bal yimotzei in the first place. So then So if the 10 pieces are ceremonial, but you have your house is a makom shemachnitzim b'chametz, fine. You don't need the 10 pieces maker adin. But if you need the 10 pieces maker adin, because your house is not a makom shemachnitzim b'chametz anymore, so then you need the 10 pieces maker adin. Maybe you have to dafka have a kazayis.
So, I was reading, you're saying that it should be less than a kazayis, but if you, let's say you lost one piece, you forgot where you put it, where you're hiding it.
You shouldn't have chametz in the house. You move out to it. What are you going to do? I don't think each piece should be a kazayis, but together, if they add up to a kazayis, you have what to search for. You follow what I'm saying? I have a kazayis of chametz in this house that I have to search for. That's value or value must, even if each individual piece is not. A kind of similar problem that we have, how do we make a brach on medikas chametz? What are we really searching for? Presents itself with regards to all of us that we sell our chametz. We sell all the chametz. Should sell all your chametz. So then, what are we really searching for in the first place? So the answer is, even though I'm allowed to have the chametz of the nachri in my house, the pasuk says lo yero elecha chametz. Chametz shouldn't be seen. Lecha iat haroe. The Gemara says avala taroya shel acherim. Gemara m'sachem over here heyam beis. I'm allowed to see the chametz of others. You have to put the chametz of the nachri behind the mechitza of 10 tefachim. I can't have the nachri's donuts out of my table during Pesach. I can't have that. It has to be behind the mechitza of yud tefachim, so I shouldn't come to eat it. Even though we're not cheshish mishum gezel, but these were my donuts 2 seconds ago. Now it's his donuts. I'm used to them being mine, so I might come to eat them. So you have to put it behind the mechitza of asara tefachim. All the chametz of the nachri has to be behind closed doors, and it should be a symbol, a sign on the closet that this belongs to the nachri. So the bedikas chametz that we do now is really just to make sure that the chametz of the nachri is behind closed doors. Or the 10 pieces which we always exclude from the sale to the nachri. We're not going to sell that to the nachri. But even though if you don't have the 10 pieces, but you have to put your chametz, make sure it's sequestered away, that's what our bedikas chametz relates to. Even if I'm not going to be home on Pesach, but you have to make sure that your chametz is stored away, and make sure that there's no chametz on the in the premises. What if I wanted that I'm not going to be there, even if you're not going to be there during Pesach at all? One, the Gemara says, once you were there, within 30 days before Pesach, you have to do bedikas chametz. Even if you're not there, the Leil Yudalit, you have to do bedikas chametz the last night that you're there. So let's say in the dormitory rooms, you're going to leave before Leil Yudalit, you're chayv to do bedikas chametz. The last night before you leave. If it's not the Leil Yudalit, you do it without a bracha. You do it without a bracha the last night before you leave. If it's a makom shemachnisim b'chametz, you don't need the 10 pieces meikar adin. But you do bedikas chametz the night before you leave, since you're going to own the house on Pesach, and you were there 30 days before, so even though you're going to sell all the chametz, you have to make sure the chametz is sequestered away behind closed doors. Yeah.
Even if you're not doing the Leil Yudalit, you still might, if let's say like an apartment, you have to do with pieces of bread.
So if it's not, if you cleaned your apartment for 3 days before the Leil Bedikas, the Makom Shei Machnisim Bo Chametz, and I think Maker, then you need the 10 pieces. But the minig is, most people do not do that. If you're not going to be there for Pesach, you just strip it all away and run out the house. So then you don't need the 10. The minig is 10 pieces on the Leil Yudalit.
Right.
You're doing it 3 days before, no one does it. But if you clean your house, also, most people are not going to be there for Pesach, don't clean their house so thoroughly. That's why they're leaving Pesach. So if you just put it behind closed doors, you should do a regular bedika, make sure everything is sequestered away. But you probably don't need the 10 pieces. Yeah?
Two questions. Do not clean your Pesach pots and pans also have to be behind closed doors, or just like the...
The minhag is to put them behind so you don't come to use it, even though we do not sell the pots and the pans to the nachri, but since they're not kosher for Pesach, you're not going to use it, so it should be behind the door with a siman on it, a bow, a ribbon, something.
Also, if I live in a...
You don't need a deadbolt, but... Yeah.
If you're not home, if I live in a...
Also, once you're there, 30 days before, you have to do bedikas chametz. Bedikas, I hope bedikas chametz entails just putting everything away. So, put it away.
If I live in an apartment with different guys, we all have to do bedikas before we leave, or from one guy?
One person. You remind him a shliach to do it. It's usually the last guy, Losers, weepers, yeah? Last one, Last guy out. Usually.
Is there a concept of doing Bior?
Unless you don't trust him. What?
Is there a concept of doing Bior?
Of course you have to do Bior. Ach tashbisus armi batekam. Mr. Dubir Chametz, in the morning of the 14th.
With anything?
wherever you are, you'll participate in Bedikas Chametz, and or save some piece of Chametz that you're going to eradicate on, destroy on the morning of the 14th. What is there a way to avoid Bedika at all? So the Gemara says, if I sell my home for the night of the, even though if I'm there 30 days before, I'm chayv in Bedika, that's only if you're going to own the home on Pesach. What if I'm going to sell my home on Pesach? So Gemara says, well, if you own it on the night of the 14th, you're chayv in Bedikas Chametz. What if I sell it before the night of the 14th? Uh-huh, it's not mine anymore. I'm not chayv to do Bedika. Comes Leil Bedika and I don't own it. So if a person's going to sell not only his chametz to the Nachri, he'll sell his entire apartment, his home, to the Nachri. He'll sell it all, not his pots and pans that remain his. Otherwise, he'll have to do tefillas kelim after Pesach. But he sells his house and all the chametz to the Nachri. So then he could avoid doing bedikas chametz if you sell it on the 13th. That's what the Gemara tells us himself in Davdalim and Aleph. That's good. What if you sell it? That's difficult to arrange. You have to sell it on the 13th. Most rabbanim sell chametz on the 14th. In the late morning. So if you can arrange a sale with the Nachri on the 13th, you could do that too and avoid Bedikas Chametz entirely, but then you have to leave the house. You can't be there. You sold it to the Nachri. You got to leave. If you're going to a hotel, it happens. You can leave the 13th. You can pack out a few days before going to one of these exotic locations. So fine. So then you sell it on the 13th and avoid the obligation to do Bedikas Chametz entirely. What if I want to stay there the night of the 13th? Can I avoid Bedikas Chametz by selling it to the Nachri on the 14th, and I'll sell my whole home also? Can you avoid, if I'm going to own my home, I have to make sure it's all put behind closed doors. You can't avoid Bedikas Chametz. Let's say I'll sell my Chametz and the home. Can I avoid Bedikas Chametz entirely? So that's two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. The first opinion, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Simitof Lam Mevav, Sifkon Lam Mebeis, quotes the Makor Chaim, that no, you own the house the 14th. Even though you're going to sell it after the 14th, the night of the 14th, but the Gemara says in Sechman of Daud, if you own it on the night of the 14th, you have to do Bedika. So it's over here, you have to do Bedika, make sure all the chametz is put behind closed doors. It's labeled that it belongs to the Nachri. And you're chayv in Bedika. However, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tshuvas Binyan Olam and the Chsam Sofer who disagree. And they say, when you sell it to the Nachri, that's like burning it. That's the fulfillment of Tashbisu. Tashbisu doesn't mean I dafka have to burn it. Any mechanism that enables me to avoid Vayiro Vayimotze is a fulfillment of Tashbisu, the same as burning it. So selling it to the Nachri is Ki'ilu, I burned it. And just like we retain Chametz to burn on the morning of the 14th in the garbage can, I could sell selling my whole home to the Nachri is like I'm burning the whole house, Ki'ilu. I'm retaining it to do Tashbisu, so I don't have to do Bedika. I'm going to burn the whole house. I'm going to sell the whole thing to the Nachri, not literally, figuratively. I'm going to sell the whole thing to the Nachri, which is a kiyum of Tashbisu, on the day of the 14th. What do I have to do Bedika for? This is my bag of chametz, my whole house. I'm going to sell it to the Nachri on the 14th. And therefore, I don't have to do Bedika, even if I'm going to own it the night of the 14th, as long as I sell the whole apartment to the Nachri, come the 14th. So you can avoid Bedikas Chametz entirely, even by doing a Mechira on the morning of the 14th. And the Mishnah Berurah says that is the Minhag. So if you want to avoid Bedikas Chametz, it's too difficult. You know, you want to gain something by going away to the Pesach, you know. So you can avoid Bedikas Chametz entirely if you not only sell the Chametz, but you sell the entire apartment to the Nachri. The one limitation, therefore, is that you cannot come back to the apartment. Pesach. You didn't do Bedika and you don't own it. So you limit it a little bit. But the benefit is you avoid Bedikas Chametz. The Chassam Sofer only says, we mentioned, there's a mitzvah Bedikas Chametz. You make a bracha on it. Here you are running away from mitzvahs. Why do you want to do that? So the Chassam Sofer says you could leave aside, the right thing to do is really to leave aside one room to make the bracha on, Bedikas Chametz, do Bedikas Chametz, and not sell that room to the Nachri. Sell the Chametz in the room, but not the room. So in which case you own it on Pesach, you're there 30 days before, maybe even Leil Yudawid, and do the Bedikas Chametz on that one room. B'yotze, the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz, according to Rashi, as we mentioned, it's a mitzvah not just to avoid, perhaps you might find something and eat it. It's a formal mitzvah based on the mitzvah of Se'or L'Miyotzei B'Vaseichem, which implies that it shouldn't be found, implies that you have to look for it. So B'yotze, the Bedikas Chametz in that one room, leave that one room out of the sale. But the rest of the house you could sell to the Nachri, lease to the Nachri, and avoid doing Bedikas Chametz, since you sold the entire, not only your Chametz, but you sold the entire home to him as well. Okay, Shkoyach Rabbi Yisrael.